This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is wild and chaotic already. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80.
So what you're saying is we're off to a normal kind of start.
I mean, I got Candy and Carlin hanging out in the room. Bart's moseying on in. Hahn's not even here. You know what? Forget it. It's the Jason Fitz Show. I run this thing today. No, that's what we're doing. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And you guys are going to be as fired up as everybody is in this studio. So we want you to get locked in from the get-go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888 729-3776. If Knicks fans across the country are anywhere as angry as Stephen A. still is today, I'm sure you guys want to chime in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is wild. And Bart, get comfy, my friend. We're hanging out.
Yeah,
we're
here for 3 hours, baby. Take you on a dynamic ride, man. Yo, the color pop is crazy, man.
You know,
I'm chocolate mocha. See, none of those will show. Yeah. What's the color when you mix yellow with brown?
Yeah,
brown.
Oh, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Red with brown. Purple. That you know what I'm saying? So the best color I can get is purple.
There is this Amethyst. Moment for people. There are so many people like Perk. I'm buddies with Perk. We text all the time. We never actually see each other in the same room.
That's true.
I came in this morning and I walk up to Perk and I'm like, hey, man. And he's like,
who are you?
Hello. And I'm like, yeah, it's Fitz. And he's like, oh, my God. Hey, yeah. Right? So this is the first time we've been hanging out in the same room at the same time where you've seen the beauty. I told you yesterday, I shaved my arms.
That's like highlighter, man. Is that like an Oscar right there, the Late Show?
It's everywhere. My right arm is everywhere I've ever lived in my life and the moments I'm proudest of for my career. And so I put everything up here and, gave it all. Yeah. And
is that Woody? From Toy Story?
No, that's Vegas Vic.
Okay.
Gotcha. Although the first time I ever tried on a cowboy hat, we've done nothing on the draft so far. I moved to Nashville in '96, right? Now I'm walking around.
Love
Cashville. I had been in a group that we got signed to do this project at RCA in New York. Yeah. We got dropped, so we're like, we're all listening to country music. We're going to move down there. So I'm walking downtown. I walk into this cowboy store and I put on a cowboy hat. First time in my life I've ever put on a cowboy hat. I'm like 20 years old at that point or whatever. So I put on the cowboy hat. And the sales guy looks at me. He's like, hey, man, you look like Woody from Toy Story with that thing on. I have not put a cowboy hat on since. Like, even in country music for all those years.
Mm-mm. You got them boots, though.
No, I don't know.
You don't want to mess up. You don't want to mess up the lettuce, though, too, man.
You, it is.
You know, like, you got hang time. Like, is your hair reaching to the heavens?
It is.
It's like holy. You know what I mean?
I'm a child of the 80s, right? This is the closest thing I got. Plus, I didn't play in the NFL. Like, Bart walks in a t-shirt that may or may not have ever, like, you. Let's recap Bart's morning. I know we have sports to get to. But let's recap.
Sports ain't going nowhere.
I feel like Bart got up this morning. He looked over. He pulled out a t-shirt from a drawer and said, when you're as yoked as I am, that still looks good. You put it on. You didn't worry about it if it was wrinkly or not like this guy did,
It was hot outside, and I knew it would stretch out. You know, now I realize when I put this on, I probably was 15 pounds smaller when I bought it, and I got a little work to do. But that's okay because I'll be on the track this weekend trying to get my mind right.
Forget it. I think, Bart, you know what, Bart? What I've decided a career change for you, my friend. You're going to be a pro wrestler. I'm going to be your manager.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
You know I wrestled Kurt Angle. Got tapped out, though. You know what I'm saying? But with you by my side, and you like you could be like Mr. Fuji, Terry Funk.
No, I'm mouth of the South. Like, I'm Jimmy Hart all the way. Like,
Jimmy
give me the
Hart.
Megaphone.
Okay.
I'll take a bump. You know, you just throw me around. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Rich Cornette. Jim Cornette.
Oh, Jim Cornette.
Yeah, come with the...
You keep putting me with all like the big boys, like plump boys, man. I've been working out. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm particularly... Look at this.
You're wiry. You know what I'm saying? You're wiry.
Oh, this is what's going to happen for the next few hours. Barton Hahn, Jason Fitz sitting in for Alan Hahn. Sit with Bart Scott. We're going to get you some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. That's going to come from you guys. Trust me, we're going to let you guys get in. Not just Knicks fans, anybody. Were you shocked as you were like watching this thing
go down? I feel like we're like Dr. Phil. Right?
Like, you're right.
For everybody, and this is what I don't understand. Like, Stephen A., I love him to death. So disappointed. You know, he was so disappointed that the Knicks didn't pick anybody and that the play is for them to acquire picks so that they can give them to Dallas or try and sign Jalen Brunson, which, you know, Stevie Wonder saw that coming once they hired his dad. You talk about Leon Rose used to be his agent. Stevie Wonder saw that. Stevie Wonder, I see you. You know what I'm saying? So even with that happening, like, we knew that was happening. But I don't understand. Everybody was saying this is a top five draft. Or top four draft. So at 11, why are you upset that they didn't take a pick? They decided to go with a veteran. Like, I don't understand. I think sometimes when you start covering this stuff, and like, you know, I covered the NFL draft, sometimes you think like, oh, they're all bums, right? And you start looking at people's game like, maybe he's not a bum, right? You start thinking about who's in the league that's great at 12 and who was picked 13th and 15th and Jokic and all that stuff. The Knicks don't have that type of luck. They have to go with a proven commodity. So I understand, like, what the Knicks were doing. I'm just happy, you know, yesterday everybody was laughing all week before, you know, Monday Hound was all on me about the Pistons. Ha, ha, ha. What are the Pistons going to do? Ha, ha, ha. And I told you his father put on his Instagram story, right? And I hate that. Listen, I watched the whole show. I did not see one mention about his father. Mm. I mean, they act like he wasn't even stand. The dude had on a creamsicle suit. A Detroit special. He talked about, hey, I'm going to be over there with my grandma. Who you think his grandma is? It's his father's mom. Like, damn, could you at least acknowledge that this guy has a dad? I mean, what the hell are we talking about? Like, listen, because this is off the heels of father. That's his dad. That is Javen Hunter, my former. Go back to that. That is my former teammate from the Baltimore Ravens. He wasn't a scrub. His dad. Oh, his mom and his athleticism comes from his dad, too. By the way, his grandfather, James Hunter, is in a ring honor for the Lions. Like, pedigree. Let's talk about a side that maybe he got some athleticism and some of that pop came from his dad. He looked just like his dad. His dad just ain't got no hair. His dad needs to call Wes Walker if you want to get some hang time like his son. But that is his, like, please acknowledge this man's father. He's right there clapping. Who you think it is, his agent?
I mean, his dad didn't go to the couch with him to hang out with Monica.
That's his dad, Javen Hunter. a great receiver for the University of Notre Dame. That's where he met his mama. Oh. You know what his mom hooked up with him? Because he was the man.
Oh, man.
Listen, Father's Day, tube socks, no commercials. Look at his dad. Look at him. He looks just put a wig on him. Put a whoopee wig on him, and that is his dad.
Put a whoopee wig.
Looks just like him.
It was an emotional moment, obviously, for Jaden to be picked. I actually, you know, I text Bart. I was like, "You're right. You got your guy because you know you wanted him." And I think you make a great point for Stephen A. and for Knicks fans in general. I get it. For anyone that's ever watched the NFL draft on digital, I host 5 years in a row. I've hosted the digital draft broadcast. And as a lifelong diehard Raiders fan, everybody knows I live, eat, and breathe everything that happens for the Raiders. The worst part of hosting the draft every year in the first round is that they're going to put that camera right in my face. So when Clee Ferrell was picked in Nashville fourth overall, they put a camera right in my face. And I'm like, mm.
Yeah.
And then they go over to Mina and Gojo with me on it at the time. You know, and I think the year before, Alex Leatherwood was picked in the first round. And it's the only pick the entire draft that they got in my ears. And they said, wait, we don't have B-roll. Wait, because nobody thought it was going to be picked. And I lost my cool on the camera. And then the next day I walk in, I look at ESPN.com and the Raiders page, and it says, Fitz pleads with Raiders, stop doing this to me. That was the headline. So I understand Stephen A's
emotion.
You're
like, Mike Mack, not so easy, huh? Yeah, talking all that stuff when you're behind the mic, not so easy.
But you know, you make a good point about where the Knicks were and where a lot of teams were. Like, picking 11th isn't this, like, it's not in a vacuum. Like, picking 11th every year doesn't mean the same thing. So the concept of, well, I really wanted Jaden Ivey. Well, cool. People in hell want ice water, too. That doesn't mean that he's going to slip past Detroit. Like, if you're Detroit, you looked at it and said, I don't really care what you have to offer me. This is the guy we want. And like, it takes two.
Kid. Yeah, and they know his story, right? Everybody knows who his dad and his grandfather was, and they know that's what they need. Now, you know, big picture, what does that mean for Kellen Hayes? Maybe he's available. So, hey, you know, Knicks, you want to do some business later? Maybe you can go get Kellen Hayes, get a big shooting guard. I don't know. But, you know, you couldn't pass up. Now you look at the combination. What, you know, that's the beauty of the draft, right? You start projecting and you look at a young team. And Casey's been a coach of the year, you know, got fired when he shouldn't have, got fired from Toronto after he was the coach of the year. They couldn't get him over the hump the first year. You know, they win the championship. And now you look at, like, what this Detroit team is building. Because they've moved a lot of people. They moved Wood. They moved, like, you know, moved on from Brown. They moved on from Dinwiddie. They just start having people that just let Jeremy Grant go, right? But now you look at the big picture of how it's coming together, and now you say, well, maybe the East can get more competitive. So I know we got to go to the other people that are making it Detroit-centric, but I'm talking about what the draft is supposed to be all about. The draft is sometimes you have to suffer a little bit before your opportunity to pounce comes. And yesterday, it was the opportunity for the Detroit Pistons to pounce. So you talk about now Marvin Bagley, Sadiq Bey, who put up a 50-burger last year, Kay Cunningham, young team. We talk about it's ways to do it, right? When you're not a team like the Lakers, or you're not a team like the Miami Heat, or you're not a team like the Boston Celtics, you're not going to get a superstar to say, man, I want to go there. They saw what happened to Blake Griffin. They're like, hell no, right? Blake Griffin said he couldn't dunk for 3 years. First play, first game with the Brooklyn Nets, yam! He was holding it because nobody wanted to be there. But now with a young team, they understand they can grow together. And look what they're building. And now you heard DeAndre Ayton say, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind. I would love, maybe embrace the opportunity to play with Cade Cunningham. So now can you imagine Marvin Bagley III, who's a baller, Sadiq Bey, Cade Cunningham. They take this kid, Jalen Duren, right? You got Kellen Hayes. Now you got Jaden Ivey, and all they need now is a big man. We saw with LeBrick James do what he did to Isaiah Stewart last year, and Isaiah Stewart was about all that smoke, and LeBrick didn't want no parts of it. So they got the toughness. The dude just had a vertical. He's vertically challenged because he's not big enough to be a center.
The reason I think maybe, besides the fact that I'm sitting next to Bart and he can kick my ass, that I think maybe Detroit was the biggest winner last night was also excitement and sales pitch, because Jaden on the couch talked about, you know, my grandma lives there, all the things that you've already talked about. He talked about connections to that city. If you're a local in the Detroit area, you just got 10 times more excited for somebody that you may not have watched at Purdue. You should have watched. You may not have watched. But you now get even more excited with where that sales pitch goes. And frankly, you know, it was a big move for Detroit. It was a wild night in the beginning of the draft, and we've got a ton to break down with Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. You guys have stacked the lines already. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we'll let you chime in, and we'll let you hear what Stephen A. actually had to say about the draft. But first, Bart has to tell you about Cheerios.
Oh, I love Cheerios, baby.
Who doesn't love Cheerios?
They got 12 essential
nutrients. So good. Like, I'm all in on Cheerios.
And to like you, you know what I mean? If you're on the go, you might be skipping eating the healthy way.
What are you saying?
Which probably means that you're feeling a bit more sluggish these days. Well, as a friendly reminder, you can fuel life's special moments with heart-healthy Honey Nut Cheerios. Made with whole grain and low fat, Cheerios also provides 12 essential, not just 12 essential vitamins and minerals. So pour your heart into today. It's oh so important. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios today at your local grocery store, or man, just holler at your boy. I always got some in my pocket.
You always got Honey Nut Cheerios? I love Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm not even going to lie. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Jason Fitz in for Alan Hahn. We will have Hahn on with us in a little bit. We'll get to hear some of his thoughts hanging out with Bart Scott. But we want to hear from you guys. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How you feeling, NBA draft heads? How you feeling today? We'll start with Wayne in New York. Wayne, thanks for calling the show. Get us on the rails, man. What you got?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, guys?
We are great.
First of all, I'd like to say, Bart, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, y'all definitely won the draft. Now, if y'all could just send Killian Hayes to complete the deal over with the Knicks, I'll be happy. Listen, these Knicks fans, they crazy. Stephen A, and Spike Lee did yesterday, I am just totally embarrassed. I mean, they acted like a daggone fool yesterday. But what the Knicks did yesterday was very smart. When I learned that Johnny Davis wasn't going to be picked, and by the way, Bart, you were right. That's the guy I really wanted the Knicks to draft, was Johnny Davis. Mm-hmm. When I found out he wasn't drafted, I said, the Knicks are trading away this pick. And sure enough, yeah, they're going to get Jalen Brunson. Come on, man. Any blind man could definitely see that. But next year's draft, is very interesting if you ever really look into it. They got the 7'2" center from France, who they're calling the next Giannis. And then they got these twins from 6'7" twins from Fort Lauderdale, who's in a G League. So next year's draft is loaded again. Good move by the Knicks. I'm very happy.
Wayne, thanks for the call, man. Let me be a voice of reason for a second, though.
Yeah.
And again, as a fan of a team that sucks year in and year out for the Raiders, it's been a rough lifetime. When you are the day after the draft talking about, hey, next year's draft, you know things aren't where they need to be. Like, for the Knicks, that's a reality.
So would you want it, if you couldn't get Jaden Ivey, would you want to get somebody else and miss out on Jalen Brunson? Or is Jalen Brunson your prize?
I think Jalen Brunson, he has to be your prize.
They hired his dad. If he don't sign, they firing his dad the next day. But you lied to us.
The only problem with that is, well, A, like, I don't know. Would you want to play for your dad? You were an athlete. Would you want to play for your dad?
He's not really playing for his dad. His dad not the head coach. He don't determine his playing time. He's over there to help development and put that dog in him. And something about your dad can always pull you to the side and like, yo, come on, son.
I think you're right. I think
and it's not like he's a first-time pro. He's going into his fifth year. He's a grown-ass man at this point. He's not like some first-year guy.
I do think that there's – obviously, they got to know. Like, Wendy pointed out this morning on Get Up, and I think it was really smart. Nobody knows better than them right now what his intent is. So I think that's absolutely
unless
true.
Mark Cuban just goes billionaire.
Oh, he could. Mike in California, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Art, congratulations on your reverse jinx. You're a genius. My God, I was listening to you all week, and I'm like, this guy is going to get Jaden Ivey, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Number two, I do not want Brunson. Well, this heat all over with the Knicks connected to Brunson. Yeah, we got his father, but I saw on Twitter that over the next 4 years, if we sign Brunson, we'd be committed to $230 million from Julius Randle and an under 6'3 point guard. No disrespect. Okay, the guy is a good point guard. He's playing next to Luka. He's not leaving Dallas. And I don't want him to come
out
here.
He's out.
We got all this young talent. Let's give it a year. Give it a year.
He's young, too. He's young. Mike, how old you think he is? He's young, too.
The hard part is, what do you do when the best solution that makes you better doesn't make you good enough to be one of the best? And that's like a real – I know that's like a deep meta thought for everybody, but if you're the Knicks
– But it's the move before the move.
Maybe.
It's the move before the move. What they were able to do is dump Kemba Walker's salary too. Okay. They were able to dump that salary, which wasn't crazy, but it created space. And at some point, like even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Eventually, somebody's going to say, "You know what? I'm good to go." Let's see what the guy from Atlanta they got last year.
I'm blanking.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Don't even worry about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's RJ's teammate from Duke.
God! Yes, I'll look it up. Let's
see what he got. Let's see what Obi Toppin has if you give him real playing time. Let's see what Quickly can do now that he showed that he can play a little bit of point guard at the end of the season when Tibbs finally decided to play the young players. Well, guess what? He's not a young player anymore. He's going into his third year, so now you can say, all right, Tibbs may trust him now, give him more opportunity because Tibbs from the old school.
You guys are reacting. Stephen A. was reacting last night, obviously. This is what Stephen A. had to say about the Knicks and their draft approach.
The New York Knicks have had 17 losing seasons in the last 21 years. They had 9 straight losing seasons, had 3 straight winning seasons. Mike Woodson did a great job, won Atlantic Division crown, actually won a playoff series. And then after that, they had another 6 or 7 losing seasons before they won last year with Tom Thibodeau teasing us into believing that new times have arrived. And then we see the same old nonsense taking place. You watched that draft. You covered that draft last night. I was on ABC. You were on ESPN, Big Bird. You saw the talent in that draft. You got a lottery pick. What's the cardinal rule about having a lottery pick? When you got a lottery pick, you got to get a lottery talent. That's what you need to do. You don't walk into the draft. Even though it was at the Barclays Center, damn it, it's still New York. It's one of the boroughs. You're in New York City. You have robbed fans of a reason to be joyous, the reason to be hopeful for the better part of the last 21 years.
I got to say something real quick. 2 points to that part. Number one, and you were just saying it as we were listening to it. Number one, I talked to Perk this morning, and I said, what'd you think of the draft last night? And he's like, we all knew it. After the first 5, there's just a big drop-off. Nobody really is sure. So having a lottery pick doesn't mean that you can get a lottery talent if there isn't a lottery talent right. available. And the other thing that Stephen A. says at the beginning, they've had however many 17 losing seasons in the last 21 years. So what, now what? Like that Tua Tagovailoa's dad always taught him, so what, now what?
Yeah.
Okay, you've been trash for most of the last 21 years. That doesn't change the way you have to approach things today. Like, if there isn't an easy, I said it yesterday, the Knicks are morbidly obese. If you wake up one day and you realize that, man, I've done nothing but put on 50 pounds a year for the last 20 years, and now I'm 600 pounds, you ain't going to lose that in a year. So now you got to work at it one,
step by step.
Yeah, that's the That is the wildest part of all of this, is that Knicks fans are frustrated. I can see it on the phone lines. We'll keep taking your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Plus, everybody else, NBA fans, tell me how you feel about your team today.
Detroit basketball!
Otherwise, I'm going to have to listen to this. Speaking of things you're going to have to listen to, there's one story that is going to be the talk of the next week and maybe the entire NBA offseason. We'll get to the newest updates on it next. Barton Hahn, Jason Fitz filling in for Alan Hahn on ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and on your smart speakers. Jason Fitz in for Alan Hahn, sitting with Bart Scott. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. How do you think I get these fancy, pretty-looking arms? I'm telling you. Now you see him in person.
Do you have any lube in the top?
No, I got a little bit of product and then a little bit of hairspray. It's a 30 second process. They'll like see when
so you
keep,
grab it.
Yeah, but I'm gonna get my hair cut every 10 days, guy. Every 10 days, you know, high and tight. Make sure everything stays right. That way, it's like 30 seconds.
Usually, when you go through that, I don't know. You haven't got there. How old are you?
45.
Okay,
I'm old. I'm a vampire, dude.
So, man, you probably put our our midlife crisis kind of the same time. That's kind of where the hang time came. I've always had low haircut, and it's just like you just want something different. So at some point, I'm gonna see when you come in looking like John Wick. I'm gonna know that we need to have intervention.
Then things have gone too far. I think things are gonna go too far all summer when it comes to the one story in the NBA that we're gonna keep talking about, especially for the next week. It's Kyrie. We mentioned it yesterday. He has until Wednesday to let the Nets know what his intent is on the opt-out on his contract. Now, to be very clear, if he opts out to become a free agent, he can sign with anybody. If he opts into the contract, well, then his basically $40 million becomes something that anybody would have to deal with. So I think it's cute, and I do mean cute in a condescending way, that he's gone to the Nets and given them a list of teams he would like to be traded to. Because essentially what he's saying is, he's like, I want you to pay me, and then I want you to trade me, which is cute.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, good luck with that. And Miami's one of those teams. Bro, you don't practice. You think Pat Riley going to come in there? He going to come in there with that cigar like, hey, Adonis, take him to the back. Strap his nipples up. You know what I'm saying?
But, again, I'll go back to Wendy. I think this morning made the point for everybody that's sitting here saying that, oh, my God, you know, he's Miami. Wouldn't Miami be smarter to wait and let Kyrie go somewhere else and then call KD and be like, hey, man, you'd rather play in Miami than Brooklyn, right? Like,
man.
I mean,
here's Jimmy Buckets. Yeah, you can take Jimmy Buckets. We'll take KD.
I mean, if you're getting KD.
By the way, you had it. You can take fat ass, too. See you later, Nicki Minaj. Baby. You know, Karl Malari had that dunk in the trunk yesterday. Like you heard Pat Riley. Hey, yo, we got to get him in shape, dude. We have to address it.
The nicknames are the strongest part of working with Bart Scott. That's all I'm saying. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider, was on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max this morning, and this is what he said about the team that really wants Kyrie.
None of these teams have the salary cap space, of course, to sign him outright, to the kind of deal that he could get by opting into the Nets or negotiating something longer term with Brooklyn. The Lakers are the one team among the group that we reported on, Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Philadelphia, Dallas, Miami. The Lakers are the one team that would very much like to have Kyrie Irving.
I would very much like to dunk a basketball. One time, I would love to be able to go
and
up.
I want a mega yacht like Bezos.
I mean... We have such different – like, I just want to be able to go to a playground and dunk a ball. You want a mega yacht. We're living in different spectrums, Bart. But I say that because the Lakers can want all day long.
Yeah.
This is simple. If Kyrie wants to be a Laker, then he can be a Laker. All he has to do is not opt into the contract, agree to take about $30 million less, and he can go play with the Lakers. So, like, if that's what everybody really wants, cool. But if he wants to play for the Lakers and get paid –
You can't have both. So is this legacy or money? Because the only team that offers both is the Nets. Because the team is ready. Joe Harris will be healthy. Now you have the shooting of Joe Harris, and you have Seth Curry shooting. You got Brown, so you got, and they're supposed to be making moves to try and bring in P.J. Tucker. So now you got two great wing defenders. Now you don't have to worry about you know, the team's best wing player, because now you got two of the best wing players, one that's a little sturdy in Tucker and another one in Brown that's athletic. And you still got Claxton. And then you've got, you know, so now you got variety. So that team offers both. But if you want to be a hardhead and not appreciate what this team did for you, bringing in everybody, accommodating you, getting rid of the coach that they loved, to bring in your coach and Steve Nash, and now you want to ride on him, how can you look KD in the face? How can you look Kevin Durant in the face after you saying you want out, after he's been carrying the load for you, while you decided to say, I don't want to play because of this reason. I'm not vaccinated. I don't care. I'm not anti-vax, but I don't like people having to choose. Where's your loyalty to me? I'm the guy that came over here to ride with you. I could have paired up. Kevin Durant can pair with anybody in the league, and wherever he goes, they're going to be the best twos from wherever they're at, because he's that much better than pretty much anybody else's star.
If you're any other organization, and I said yesterday, look, I believe Kyrie has value. 100%. Somebody will pay Kyrie. Everybody that's on that sign and trade list would have so many complications to try and figure out how to pay Kyrie that it's amazing to me that he has submitted a list of demands, essentially.
He had the Knicks! The audacity! You spit in the Knicks' face! You spit in their face! And not only that, you took Kevin Durant away! And now you want to have him on the list. Bye, Felicia.
I mean, the only thing I'd say is
he wanted to put a team on the list that knew would try, would might be dumb enough to say, well, and just to raise the price for the other people.
The only thing I'd say is if you're the Knicks and you want to give the ultimate, hey, this is our city, our market, we'll take your star. I mean, that would be at least part of the
you still
revenge.
Don't lose when he played Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. It's about what he wants. Does he want money or championships, right?
He like, can have both. In this place, if he doesn't want to be dictated to. See, guys that think that they're great and we're peons, they don't want to be dictated to. They want to have the terms of engagement. But you can't control this one. And the reason you can't control this one is because you've been a no-show the majority of your career with the Brooklyn Nets. If you had been showing up and y'all just fell short, totally different story. He could have played in a bubble. If they would have played in a bubble, KD was ahead of schedule and could have played in a bubble. They might have won that bubble championship. Then you fast forward to the next year. Now James Harden, like, man, y'all crazy over here, man. Y'all let this dude do anything. I'm not doing, because he's a superstar. Like, hold up. I'm here at practice. This dude is somewhere saying he need a break. He just took a sabbatical in the middle of the damn season. Then we see him talking about COVID. He don't want to be around about. And now he's hanging around a party with his sister. Like, man, I ain't got time for this, man. My legacy, those two already got championships. They saying I can't win one. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to end up like Charles Barkley, Karl Malone. Hell no. I'm trying to go get me a chip. I'm out of here. I go play with the big fella down I-95.
Remember, he's got to opt in by Wednesday, and free agency starts Thursday. So for the next week, we are going to have all sorts of reports on this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you hang out with us to tell us how you feel about your team in the draft. We'll get more of your calls. Plus, it's judgment day for one big leaguer. How will today impact his future? See what we did there? Judgment.
All rise.
Oh, look at that. That's next. But first, Bart has got to tell you about Straight Talk. He's going to give
straight
you
talk.
All the Straight Talk
you
can possibly
giving you
want.
Straight Talk, real Let's talk. Go. You see me at the Zoom stats. You see me cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless now, offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, Straight Talk. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed, depending on where you live, may vary.
Bart and Han.
Jason fits in for Han, sitting with Bart Scott. Going to take some of your calls. How'd you feel? How'd your team do in the draft? Wesley in Jersey. Thanks for calling the show, Wesley. What you got?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing great.
So I had one issue with how the draft handled San Antonio's draft last night. They drafted a kid, I forget his name, his name Malik something. He went to the same high school as LeBron. And before even showing his highlights, they showed LeBron's high school highlights.
Yeah, come on.
It's this kid's time to shine, not LeBron's.
The brick is a glory. Huh? Yeah, his whole team. His team probably said, you will show the brick. Or you will die.
I mean, I hear you, and thanks for the call, man. I hear where you're coming from on it. The only response I would say to that, though, is like, when you come from the same high school as LeBron, that's just going to be something you're used to. You know, like it's just that's going to be.
Oh, you're a baller, but you're not LeBron.
And sometimes the draft is as much about telling stories that make people understand more about you. And I get that they can find more stories about the player himself, but I'm not sure it always works that way. So, but thanks for the call. I get it, and I want the kid to have his time to shine too. Norman in Florida. Norman, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Hey there, fellas. How you doing today?
Doing great.
This is the thing. We're the Knicks. Why are we clearing salary cap room and ain't nobody of any worth coming here? Ain't nobody coming to play alongside Randall?
Jalen Brunson, bro. Listen, before you continue, remember, Allen Houston, Julius Randle went to the Dallas Mavericks playoff game to kind of check him out. I'm sure it was conversations. They hired his dad. Leon Rose used to be his agent. Like, you can't say that Jalen Brunson wasn't putting up buckets. And remember, Luka was hurt at the beginning of the playoffs, and he was putting up mad buckets. And everybody was like, oh, man, he earning money. So now the Knicks go after a point guard, which they need, and he's been balling. And now y'all got a problem with it. You can't make y'all happy. During the playoffs, you're like, man, we need Jalen Brunson, man. Now that it's over with, man, why are we getting Jalen Brunson? He's only under 6'3".
I think Knicks fans were saying we need Jalen Brunson, and they weren't saying we just need Jalen. Like,
well, you got to get Jalen Brunson first before you get the and.
The other part of it is what everybody's already becoming comfortable with, I guess, is the concept that, like, you're right. Jalen Brunson made himself some cash in that playoff run, which means he is going to get paid. Like, so
and
it's
they
not going to be
his
a
face.
Little, yeah.
That's why they got rid of Kemba. Would you rather have Jalen Brunson or Kemba and Colin Sexton?
No, you'd rather have Jalen Brunson. You're absolutely right. He makes the team better right now. I also think that we live in a world where fans want every player to take less to play for their favorite team. And by the way, the "we're the Knicks" conversation has absolutely no weight in modern sports. Like, "we're the Knicks" doesn't matter to athletes, in my opinion. We'll keep pressing.
It's the University of Notre Dame.
Driven down the left field line. It is a base hit. It goes into the corner, and the Yankees have done it again. Trevino scores, and they come all the way back. Dramatic 7-6 victory. Their ninth walk-off of the year.
It's the Yes Network on the call. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and of course, your smart speakers. Jason Fitz sitting in for Alan Hahn, sitting with Bart Scott. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And look, I think the only thing that was getting love on Twitter last night, or hate, either way, more than the NBA draft was that moment of Aaron Judge walk off the night before he goes to arbitration, walk off, getting the win, a huge moment. But Bart, like, I got to go off for a second here on this entire process because reports are now circulating that, you know, the difference was the Yankees want to pay him 17. He wants 21. According to Buster Olney today, they offered 19, and he said, no, we'll go to arbitration. Now, the thing about arbitration, you got to realize, one, nothing that happens this year can be used in arbitration. I think that's important. So last night won't make any difference in theory in front of the arbitrator. But this is the part of it that blows my mind. You're the Yankees. He wants 17, or you want 17. He wants 21. So the real number is 4. The arbitration process means you sit in front of the player, their agent, and the arbitrator, and you have to make a case to the judge why somebody's not worth it. Imagine me sitting in a room with our bosses and then deciding that that is the moment that I'm going to tell our bosses that Bart Scott is the worst radio host in the world and not worth a single dime.
Can't even read.
Then the next day, we're going to come in and do a show together? Like, imagine that. Like, there's a real aspect of you're going to let $4 million be the reason that you need to sit in front of a player and tell a judge what everything they don't do right. That's stupid to me. $4 million is never a reason to fracture a relationship. I can't even believe we are at this point for the Yankees. It is maddening. Like, go print a shirt, make $4 million bucks, and just pay the man.
Let me put this in perspective. Aaron Judge, for a while, ever since he came up and he was in the year that he had the home run derby, he's been probably one of the most popular baseball players and also one of the most talented. And since that home run derby where he took the league by storm, since then he's been injured a little bit. But keep this in perspective. 2016, Aaron Judge made $500,000. I didn't stutter. 2017, $500,000. 2018, $600,000. 2019, $600,000. 2020, $8 million. If I could do my old calculator, that's $9 million, $10 million. This dude has made $11 million. He is Aaron Judge, arguably one of the greatest baseball players in the league right now. And you want to shortchange him? Now he's 30 years old and he wants to try and collect a little cheese on his taco? You don't want to get, you should be giving him cheese, sour cream, pico de gallo, everything that he wants for what he means and what he represents for this organization. Now, remember the last time, Yankee fans, when you hurt your player's feelings, Dellin Pertanzas hurt his feelings. He never was right. He was one of your best closers. He was just set up, man. Ruined him. And now you're going to try and shortchange this dude for $4 million and not give him what he wants on an annual value for a long-term deal? Do you want him to go across town? Because I know somebody in the Mets organization who will write a big check. This dude ain't even a top player on the team. You're paying Josh Donaldson more cheese than you're paying Aaron Judge this year. Play with him if you want to. You can listen. It's like one of those things where you got a jury. Oh, don't listen to the radio and what's going on. Turn your phones off. We don't want you to know what's being said. It is impossible for you not to take into consideration what this man is doing this damn year. So if you want to lose him and not have good things, then be my guest. As a Mets fan, be my guest.
In these instances, Bart and Han, Jason fits in for Han with Bart Scott. In these instances, in my mind, you either want him or you don't want him. When you're talking about the stars, when you start talking about willingness.
He's homegrown.
I mean, when you're talking about a willingness to go through the arbitration process, hurt feelings, which I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes at. Like, I always say this. Just put your shoes on the other foot game for a second. Imagine that you walked into your boss's office and, like, the main boss had to sit there and listen to your direct supervisor trash everything you do. Now go back and work. Like, these athletes are still human beings. Buster Olney, a ESPN senior writer, was on Get Up this morning. And this is what he said about Judge's contract.
I think the contract that he gets in the upcoming offseason in free agency is going to start with the number three. Look, he and the Yankees were not close in the negotiations that broke apart in early April. The Yankees were talking about paying him annually more than players like Mookie Betts, Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper. Judge's camp was looking for a deal in the Mike Trout level, about $36 million. And the old saying in baseball goes, all it takes is one inspired owner. And I think some owner is going to step up. Look at Aaron Judge as being one of the biggest names in the sport, one of the biggest names in professional sports, and says, you know what? I'm going to pay that guy.
It's not about just the baseball. It's what he brings to your organization. It's what he brings from a TV perspective. It's all the intangibles. It's the memorabilia that you're going to sell because people love him. Kids love him. You know, adults love him. Like, it's because of that. Wherever he goes, he's going to have the Judge Chambers. No matter what, you can make money just by selling the Judge Chambers as an exclusive, like, exclusive club where you can join and you got to pay extra money than regular tickets to be in the Judge Chamber. And you give him a robe and you give him, like, some Judge Mathis glasses and it's all good.
Yeah, tune in to an AL battle tomorrow as the Yankees host the Astros, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You're right. There are a few players that can do anything, and even non-baseball fans will pay attention to it. There's marketable value to that, and you don't have to be the best baseball player to even understand that.
He's so, next. I don't care what Mookie makes.
All right, coming up, we're going to try to restore some order to the show. Alan Hahn hopefully going to join us. We'll see. It's Bart and Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast. Bart and Hahn.